Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Board of Canvassers meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding city council seated here next to me. Thank you to each of you for being here. Thank you to our staff who are here and to members of the public who are here and any who may be watching or joining us later. We welcome you. The item of business before us today, item B1, we convene, as we are right now as the Board of Canvassers, to review the attached tabulation of election returns identified as Exhibit A of the November 21st, 2023 municipal general election, which was provided to us by the Salt Lake County Election Division. I'm going to review those right now and then we'll go on to item B2. All right, for the City of South Jordan Council District 1, Patrick Harris received 1,297 votes, which totaled 100% of the votes. Congratulations. For the City of South Jordan Council District 2, Kathy Johnson received 2,230 votes. Laurel Bevins received 1,384 votes. That's a total of 3,614 votes total. Kathy received 61.70%. Laurel received 38.30%. Congratulations to Kathy Johnson. And for District 4, Tamara Zander received 1,341 votes, which totaled 100% of the votes that were cast. Congratulations to Mrs. Zander. And with that, we'll go to item B2, which is Resolution R-2023-55, accepting and approving the attached tabulation of 2023 municipal election returns, identified as Exhibit A and included as part of this resolution, is adopted. I'm going to ask if there is a motion on this resolution.
Probably should be someone that didn't run this this time around. Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2023-55.
All right, thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Marler. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. All right, is there any discussion, questions, thoughts, concerns about this motion?
Just congratulations.
Yeah.
Just a big congratulations.
Yep.
I'll save that for a second until after you officially vote and make it official. Okay. With that, I'm going to turn to our city recorder, Anna Crookston, to ask for a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Thank you. That makes the municipal election returns adopted. This resolution is adopted to accept and approve this tabulation of the vote as it unanimously approved. And now, congratulations. Congratulations to everyone who are officially either reelected or elected. And we appreciate you and your willingness to serve. And I'm going to turn and see if anybody has anything they'd like to share, anything they'd like to say. We'll turn to the council.
Mayor, if I can, I noticed on the resolution that it had the original date of tomorrow night and that was published. And so the resolution will need to be December 5th, 2023 at 6:15, which we've made that amendment on the resolution. But just so that it's part of the record, that the original date on the resolution was the December 6th at 5:30 p.m., and we've changed that and amended that to the December 5th at 6:15.
Where is that in this?
The notice was correct, though. And so that's a technical error. We'll correct, but the notice and people coming to the meeting, what their expectation was, and in pursuant to the time we were given by state law to do it, is all correct.
Oh, so. Yes, it does say adopted on the 6th day of December. Okay. So, we don't have to do a whole new vote on this, right? Do we have to? Do I just need to get a thumbs up that everybody's good with fixing the date?
Well, and we have to do it because that's when it was actually held anyway.
Right.
So it's a clerical error we'll correct.
Okay.
Since the notice and everything was right and we're in the statutory window that we have to do it,
right. There's no problem.
There's no issue.
The clerical error can be corrected. Great. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, now we'll turn to the council. This is something we want to make sure has no errors. Anybody have any thoughts? Anything you'd like to say? Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'll just make a comment here. I mean, we live in a wonderful city. It's grown over the years since I first got on the council. We've served with, we have a wonderful mayor, wonderful council members, and I look at all the things in the past and all the great things that we've done, but I look forward to all the things that we still have to do. And there's a lot of amazing projects that are still going to need to get done in the city. And I look forward to, serving another 4 years to doing, the best I possibly can on behalf of the residents of our city to continue to build out the city the best we can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Would you like to say anything?
I'll be brief and then you can go. Okay. I too am appreciative of the opportunity to serve. A lot of times people ask, why do you serve? And I think it takes a special breed of crazy to run for office. And I'm grateful there's a lot of good people in the city that step up and vote, even when you're unopposed, because they want to support us in this opportunity and responsibility to run for office. I take it seriously, and I've enjoyed my service. I'm grateful for this body, and I personally want to thank Mr. Marler. It's been a pleasure to serve with you. We'll miss you. You've been a great leader on this council. Appreciate your feedback and your insights, and it's been valuable. I appreciate serving with all of you, and it's heartwarming and it's hard. And it's a special opportunity to run for office and serve the city or the state or wherever you're serving. It's good to serve at whatever level. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Marler.
Yeah, and I probably will have to elaborate even further. But I, as the outgoing District 2 council member, I want to congratulate personally council member elect now that the canvas is finished, Kathy Johnson. So congratulations, Kathy. I know you do a great job. You've already been here on this podium for 4 years, and I know the next 4 years will be challenging, as you've already mentioned. But I'm very confident that you'll do a great job with this council. That's
Thank
it
you.
For now.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please.
I'm just so grateful that we live in an area, in a state, in a city where we can feel confident about the results of the elections. I think it's remarkable that we have the opportunity to participate in our government. And I read an article recently, and there was a little statement in the article from an LDS church leader from long, long ago that said something to the effect, and I know I'm not quoting it right, but something to the effect that a flawed proposal that is unanimously supported is likely to get you better results than a perfect proposal that is not unanimously supported. And I thought about our council when I read that, and I thought,
we're flawed.
We vote unanimously a lot, though. We really do vote unanimously a lot, and it's not because the proposals are necessarily perfect, but it's because we've reasoned through it and we've thought about it and we've come to a collaborative decision, and we're getting better results because it's collaborative rather than the conflict. And my congratulations to Kathy. I look forward to getting to know you and being able to work together. And I'm so delighted that Tamara and Patrick are continuing to serve on the council, and we'll miss you, Brad.
Thank you.
So my kids asked, well, with the change on the council, what will that be like? What will be going forward? And said, you know, we'll just continue to work together. I'm grateful to get to know Kathy and have her become part of the council. And, you know, one of the great things that we've had with this council is our willingness to come and work together to achieve the best results, even when we don't necessarily see eye to eye. And that's what's so great about being able to serve with all of you. And, you know, I've had people say, well, what if you guys suddenly don't get along? And I point them back to my very first city council meeting, where Ms. Zander and I went back and forth. And at the end of that meeting, we sat down, we talked, and we've moved forward. And we've all had that, where there's a topic that we disagree on, and then we move forward onto the next thing to accomplish what's best for the city of South Jordan. And that's what's so wonderful about, I think, our form of government, not only locally, but even nationally, as dysfunctional as that can be, is that we serve for the best interest for us, of our city, and of our country. And I'm just grateful to serve with all of you and to welcome Kathy aboard. That's
it. Awesome. Thank you. In the last 24 hours, I have had five different candidates who plan to run for one office or another next year contact me. I've talked to a lot of folks who want to run for a lot of different things. And they asked, why, what's our secret sauce here in South Jordan? I'm not kidding. They want to know, why are things going so well? And why do you have council members that are running with almost, you know, with no, not being opposed? And why, just, it's different than what we've seen in even other communities this year across the state quite a bit. And they're like, what is the magic happening there? And I said exactly what Jason just said. I said, it's not because we all come into any discussion all thinking the same way. We have very independent thinkers. That's what we're, you know, elected to be. And I said, but exactly that. We work together and we work through our aim, which I say this every council meeting, is to do what's best for the city of South Jordan. And we may not always agree about what that is, but we work together. We work toward it. We come together. And we do end up voting unanimous together most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. And I really do believe that that is why we're getting an immense amount of things done, and we're just moving forward at a great pace of good things, accomplishing good things. And that credit, it goes to all of you. It just goes to all of you. So thank you for your willingness to run, your willingness to work and to put in the time to engage, to disagree respectfully and to work through those disagreements and to remain steadfastly committed to doing what's best for the city of South Jordan. That's our secret sauce. That's why we're as successful as we are, as far as, you know, because they want to know, because there's this perception that, you know, there's no functional election body out there. That's not the case. You know, there's a lot of good elected bodies out there, and this one is the best I am ever even aware of, you know. So thank you to all of you. And Kathy, thank you for your willingness to serve and to run and to come and be part of. Anytime people say, how's it going in the city? I had several people this weekend, you know, ask me different things. How's it going with the city? And I say, it's going really well. And they say, there's a lot going on. And yes, there is. Abundant is the word I like to use. We've got an abundant amount of things happening in this city. And so thank you for your willingness to come and be part of it and work with us on big things as we work toward the future of this city and continue to do our best to try to get it right, to protect our quality of life for those who are here now and those who will join us for many generations to come. So thank you for that. We welcome you. And we'll have a chance to eulogize Brad soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will. We will. So grateful for you. Yeah, thank you. Okay. With that, I am going to ask for a motion to adjourn this Board of Canvassers meeting. And then this will be very official. So can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. We are adjourned from the Board of Canvassers meeting.